Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding the desired results and the country is poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees in defense exports by 2029-30. He was addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Kanpur, yesterday. The Defence Minister called upon the Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies, which the country imports, to realise Prime Minister Modi's vision of a Viksit Bharat. He stressed on the need to get a hold on high-end technology, urging the young ignited minds to realise their potential and contribute to the country's progress. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore beginning today. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN, India Network of Think Tanks. He will also meet the leadership of Singapore to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. India has strongly protested against references made to Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on the 29th of October. He emphasized that the revelation that high Canadian officials deliberately leak unfounded insinuations to the international media confirms India's view of the current Canadian government's political agenda and behavioral pattern. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will release the party's manifesto, Sankalp Patra, for Jharkhand Assembly elections today. Mr. Shah will also address three election rallies at Dhalbhumgarh in Ghatshila, Bargatha in Hazaribagh and Simharia in Chatra today. He arrived in Ranchi last night on a two-day visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is also scheduled to review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation, is organizing the first Asian Buddhist Summit, or ABS, on the 5th and 6th of November in New Delhi. The theme of the summit is Role of Buddha Dhamma in Strengthening Asia. President Draupadi Murmu is expected to grace the event as the chief guest. The summit will bring together Sangha leaders, scholars, experts and practitioners from various Buddhist traditions across Asia to foster dialogue, promote understanding and address contemporary challenges faced by the Buddhist community. Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, has started the country's first analog space mission at Leh in Ladakh, where the space agency will simulate life in an interplanetary habitat. The move assumes significance as India is planning to send a human to the moon in the near future. Analog space missions are field tests in locations on Earth that have physical similarities to the extreme space environments and play a significant role in problem-solving for space flight research. Ladakh has been chosen for such a mission as the geographical features of the area, dry and cold climate, barren land, high altitude terrain and extreme isolation are considered to closely resemble Martian and lunar landscapes. Indian Railways is running special trains due to the ongoing festival season. Around 20 festival special trains will originate from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country today, including special trains to Darbhanga, Ranchi, Patna, Katra, Muzaffarpur, Balia, Kamakhya and Azamgarh. And in badminton, India's Malvika Bansal stormed into the final of the Hilo Open 2024 in Saarbrücken, Germany. Six-seeded Malvika registered a stunning 23-21, 21-18 win over Danish shuttler Julie Dewald-Jacobsen in the women's singles semi-finals last night. Malvika will face another Danish woman, Mia Bilsfeld, seeded seventh in the Tatted Clash today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.